Hey, how's it going? I'm Andy Jones, and this is episode 108 of the Photography Side Hustle podcast. So this week, I'm going to rattle on about AI, artificial intelligence. Now, we've all been using AI in our homes for over a decade. Apple introduced Siri back in 2010. Over the last year, AI technology seems to have taken a giant leap forward. And as photographers running a business, you can use it to your advantage. And I'm going to start off with automated image editors. If you shoot weddings or events where you take a lot of images, this type of AI can be an absolute game changer. There are quite a few of these editors popping up at the moment. In fact, this week's episode is sponsored by Batch AI. It's an automated image editor. So how do they work? Well, the thing about AI is they're constantly learning and expanding the knowledge base. When you start off editing using one of these AIs, you work on maybe 3 or 5 images, and then you let the AI copy the way that you're editing those images. It'll then edit the rest of your images in that style. If the results aren't quite what you like, you can just make a few changes and you can run it through again, and it'll re-edit all of those images. The next time you've got a pile of photos ready to be edited, you just let the AI get on with the job. It already knows how you edit, and it can get the job done in a fraction of the time it would take you to do it. Saving time on anything you do in your business makes you more profitable. I would spend 8 hours editing weddings where I took something like 1,500 photos. If I was using Batch AI on 1,500 photos, it would edit them in 90 seconds. So let's say that your time spent meeting the couple before the wedding, visiting the church or the venue, shooting the wedding day for 8 hours, and then editing for 8 hours adds up to a total of 18 hours. And let's say that you charge $3,000 to photograph the wedding. That works out at $166 an hour, which is a great hourly rate. But if you remove the editing time, your hourly rate would go up to $300 an hour, almost double. But even if it was 4 hours, it still puts your hourly rate up by, what's that? About another $70 an hour, I think. If I'm wrong, tell me in the Facebook group, please. If you can save a whole workday using this type of AI, you could add an extra portrait shoot to your work week and make even more money. Or you could just take it off and relax and be very unstressed. Some wedding photographers that are stressed out, this service would reduce their stress and give them more free time to relax. They're not that expensive compared with the amount of money that you can make and the amount of time that it can save you. Even if you shoot family portraits and only take around 1,000 photos a month, it'll save you time and it'll make you more profitable. It really is a no-brainer. Okay, next is text generating AIs. Now, you might not think that an AI like ChatGPT could help you, but believe me, it can help make your workflow much easier. I've been using ChatGPT for podcast title ideas. Last week's episode, Captivating Customers with Customized Products, and this week's The AI Revolution were both from ChatGPT. Now, I asked for the title ideas after I've written the content. So I put the content after the question, so the AI reads what I put and it comes up with an idea for me. Anyway, this week I discovered a new AI website and it's called Write Sonic, all one word, Write Sonic, and it offers loads of AI stuff. There's one that is similar to ChatGPT, another one that writes, there's quite a few that write just different articles, blog posts, Facebook, Google, and LinkedIn ad copies. So if you put ads on Facebook, it'll write the copy for you. E-commerce, social media posts, search engine optimization, and landing pages. So if you have an ad and you want people to land on a certain page and it's got your offer on there, it'll do all that for you. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to that website because it's really impressive. So you're probably thinking, this is not for me, but these AI can save you even more time. Did you know that you can direct an AI to read an article and write copy for you in that style? You can use older posts as examples of your writing style. Then you give the AI all the details, like the family's name, location, if it was a beautiful day, in fact, anything that is relevant that you would want in your blog post. Then you ask the AI to write a post based on the details and the older post that you're going to copy and paste in there also. It'll write your blog post in your writing style. Now, believe it or not, it works. It takes a little bit of getting going, but it is absolutely incredible the way it works. You could have a Google Doc ready, so you just change the details of each session. Then you only need to cut and paste it into an AI. A few minutes later, a blog post is going to be ready. And it's when you read it, it's very strange reading something and you think, yeah, that's how I would write it. You always have to change something, but it's amazing how it's done. Again, if it saves you time, it's making you more profitable. Another thing you can use AI for is making a simple model release form or a user policy for your website. There's so many uses, and I'm sure you're probably thinking of things that it can do for you also. Okay, let's just take a quick break for this week's sponsor. As a wedding photographer, your workflow can make or break your business. And let's be honest, sometimes it feels like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done. That's why we're excited to introduce Batch.ai, the photo editing assistant that keeps you in creative control of your photos while providing an affordable, flexible, and fast alternative regardless of where you are in your photography business. With the perfect balance between AI and human creativity, say goodbye to cutty-cutter presets that don't reflect your style. Edit up to 1,000 photos in just 1 minute with image-to-image fine-tuned adjustments in their Lightroom plugin, or get an incredible 72-hour turnaround on culling, editing, retouching, and tool work across your wedding galleries from their human-based editing platform, The Editors. Personal edits based on your style every time. Visit batch.ai today and create your free account. Okay, now here is the big one as a photographer. It is called Adobe Firefly and it has just come out. It's an AI generator for images and text. It's been included in the latest Adobe Photoshop beta release. If you have an Adobe account, the beta release is listed in the app section. The first time I saw what it could do, I started to panic. Anyone with just a little knowledge now can make bad photos look amazing. They really can. I think you could make some incredible pictures without a camera, without a phone, without anything. You could just pick up someone else's picture, take parts of it, change it. You can do anything. Now, I always talk about checking the background before taking a photo. Well, it really doesn't matter anymore. I'm sad to say. Let's say you're taking a portrait in a downtown area and there's always a car in the frame. Normally you would walk away and you'd find a more suitable location. Well, now you can open the image in Photoshop Beta, draw around the car with a lasso tool and hit the generative fill button, which is now on the new floating menu. The car will magically disappear and you get a choice of 3 replacement backgrounds to use. Oh, and they are totally seamless. In most that I've done, you just couldn't tell that something was removed. And I'm not meaning just small things. You can move everything. It's incredible. Last week, I mentioned that I did a collage many, many years ago of 3 dogs. And using this generative fill, I added to the image on all 4 sides and it even added legs to the front dog, a little bit of chest and legs, and you could not tell. It copies the light direction, the shadows, the depth of field, everything. It is totally incredible. It's freaky, to be honest with you. It's given me the photo I wish I'd taken, you know. It really is a little bit scary. Now, let's say you have a photo of a family, but the sky is grey and uninteresting. And at the moment, Adobe Photoshop, you can do sky replacement and it looks pretty rubbish. It's not very good at all. And it's the same skies that you see in people's images all over the place. You can spot them a mile off. It's the same sky. You try and make the clouds a bit bigger, but it doesn't work. Well, the new floating menu that is in Photoshop Beta has an input section that you can ask Photoshop to add whatever you like. You just type in. In this case, with this family with a grey, dull sky, you could type in a blue sky with lots of fluffy clouds. And then you hit the generative button, wait around 12 to 15 seconds. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not. And hey presto, the image has a blue sky with lots of white fluffy clouds. Plus, there are two other options that you can use down the right-hand side. And if you don't like those options, you just hit the generative button again and it'll come up with another three options. And you can just keep going at it. It is totally insane what you can do. The other thing you can do is replace the background altogether. You can ask Photoshop to put your subject wherever you like. A desert, up a mountain, on a beach, up a tree, wherever you want, absolutely anywhere. You just type in what you want and it'll do it. I did one of a wedding couple in the Rocky Mountains in Banff, Alberta, here in Canada. And I just typed in, I highlighted the couple, selected the background and typed in on a beach in Hawaii. And it took about 5 seconds and they are stood on a beach in Hawaii and it is seamless. You'll see pictures taken in a studio and someone tries to graft them onto, you know, stood out under a tree or something. And the light just doesn't match. Nothing matches. It just looks odd. It looks fake. Well, these images don't, because it gets the depth of field. It gets the angle of the light. It's incredible. It is just incredible. It's magic. That's what it is. Absolute magic. So how does Adobe manage to do this? Well, Adobe owns Adobe Stock, where they have millions of stock images for sale from different photographers around the world. I have a few of my own photos on there, and I do okay with them actually on there. That's probably the best stock website I've used. So when the AI removes part of a photo, it replaces it with part of a real image from Adobe Stock. I've heard that they will eventually charge for Firefly, the AI. And if they use your image to generate fill to be put in someone else's image, you will get paid for it, which is a great thing. It keeps everyone going out there and fill in the well, you know. This one update has changed how photographers can work. Now you can make mistakes like cutting someone's feet off when you're doing a portrait and be able to add a new section with feet to the bottom of the photo. I'm not sure whether the shoes will match. If there's a bit of shoe showing, it'll match, I guarantee that. But you can correct anything. It's crazy. I believe you can make any image you want with a few minutes of editing in Photoshop. Anything and everything can be added and removed, and you'll be able to save way more photos than you ever did in the past. There's no deleting an image, culling it, because, like I said, the person's feet are missing or their elbow stuck out of the frame. You can add to it and it is seamless and it looks like it was there originally. It's incredible. So AI is here to stay and it's very early in its journey. You need to know what it can do for you and how it can make you more productive and profitable. Okay. Now, you might know that I've been working on a Photoshop course. It was supposed to be available by now, but I'm going to have to make a few more videos to cover this and something else I thought of. So hopefully it'll be ready soon. You'll be the first to know, don't worry. Right, so that's it for this episode. I'll be back next week with a little bit more waffle. If you need help with anything in the meantime, you can find me in the Facebook group or through Facebook Messenger. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.